is Effingham Radio News. I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Jody Taylor, the Director of Tourism for the City of Effingham. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. So I know we're going to be talking about Hometown Christmas today, right?
Yes.
Oh, that is just wonderful. So how long have you guys been putting this on?
So the Hometown Christmas has been an effort through the Chamber of Commerce and the Downtown Effingham Business Group now for a long time. I couldn't tell you an exact time period. It used to be called Old Fashioned Christmas, and then it morphed into Hometown Christmas. But probably close to a decade, this event has been going on.
Long time. That is exciting. So what's something new that's coming in this year?
You know, they have a few new things this year. The Thing Arts is going to be doing like a make and take ornament. And there's going to be a live nativity scene. I believe they're also partnering with Crisis Nursery to do some fun stuff with them too. So it's always a really fun, family-friendly event.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm sure everyone's excited with the holidays coming up. How many people are you expecting to see in this event this year?
We normally see somewhere around 1,000 people that come down. It is kind of the kickoff to the holiday season. So Thanksgiving is over and everyone's on to Christmas. So, we always hope the weather cooperates a little bit. And, that always makes a difference on how many people come out. But we usually see a really good crowd. People are excited to welcome Santa to downtown Effingham.
Oh, that is so much fun. But the kids are so excited.
Yes.
With that being said, what are some activities that there's going to be exclusively for kids happening at this event?
Yeah, so absolutely. So Santa actually comes downtown on like the old Caledonia fire truck right at 4 o'clock, so they can kind of welcome Santa to the downtown area. Like I said, they have Dang Arts is doing a make and take ornament craft, so that's really fun for the kids. They also have cookie decorating. Martin's IGA always sponsors a cookie decorating inside the county building, which is really fun. Our tourism office sponsors a little photo booth. We always have like a nice Christmas background, and the kids can kind of get in there, have fun. We take their photo and print it off right there. So all of that stuff's really fun. And then they have live Christmas music, which is always fun for the kids to be able to listen to or, sing along too.
Okay, and this is going to be happening the weekend after Thanksgiving,
correct? Yeah, Saturday, November 25th from 4 to 7.
Oh, yay. To be so much fun. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
So 5 o'clock, actually, the City of Effingham lights the City of Effingham Community Christmas Tree. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure everyone comes down for that. It's the Christmas tree right in front of the Courthouse Museum. The mayor will be down there to light that Christmas tree. And it's kind of the kickoff to all of our stuff, too. And we have that big ornament that was downtown last year. It was a huge hit. Everyone loved it. They loved to take their picture in front of it. We'll actually have 2 new big holiday displays in the downtown area. So that'll be really fun for everyone. That'll kind of be the unveiling of those also. So it'll be lots of fun stuff.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So, well, Jody, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I'm very excited, as I'm sure everyone else is. So it's going to be so much fun. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.